Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Wanda. I want to welcome everybody today. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to start off with a little mindfulness in the workplace. Then we're going to talk a little bit more about Israel aid and how they're helping people all around the world on long-term recoveries from disasters. And then Wanda and I may have a little bit of fun talking about the last time we were carded.
Oh, we always have fun.
I know we always have fun, Wanda. You're the best. I love you.
No,
you're
you
the best.
Are.
You know, you're the best. Yeah. And I want to also take this time to thank my friend. I hit some buttons here, Wanda. Did I do anything wrong?
Keep going.
Okay, I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry. Warren Henry, that's right. I got my new car. I want to thank Santiago and Jack and, of course, Larry. I want to remind everybody that May Stark is back in the service department. My main person, May, is back in the service department.
Yay,
and that reminds me that the Warren Henry folks are looking to hire some technicians. It's a great place to have a career, not just a job. Go to warrenhenryauto.com for more information. Want to earn good money, have great benefits, and work at a place that's one of the best places in South Florida to work?
Yeah.
WarrenHenryAuto.com.
I'm in.
All right.
What's the job again?
It's technicians.
Cool. Do they teach you stuff?
They sure do. They mentor you. They help you. It's a fabulous
place.
Can
I learn to change my oil?
Yes, you probably can, Wanda.
Sign me up, sir.
All right, I will. WarrenHenry.auto. I mean, WarrenHenryAuto.com. There you go.
Jim Freed.
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
You are correct.
And Wanda Miles.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Do we get paid for this?
Paid. You don't get paid.
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you get paid? Yes.
Paid.
Paid.
It laughs.
Oh, well, in that case.
Show me the money.
On 880.
Let's get ready. The show's about to start.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
The Biz.
All right. Hey, we talked about Warren Henry's looking for technicians. Give them an email at warrenhenryauto.com. If you're looking for a new career, that's a place to go. It's one of the top places in South Florida to work. In fact, one of the top places in the auto industry to work. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audis. Down in Key West, they've got them all. They are all exceptional brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And it's been updated. You'll get a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel polishing, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 72-hour exchange. If you bought your car and don't like it, you can return it for 3 days. Pretty cool.
3 days?
3 days, that's right. So join me, my wife. That's my beautiful wife, Vivian.
Yes.
And my mom.
Yes.
We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service. Always the best price.
That's it. That's always, it. That's it. That's right.
That's right. Always Warren Henry. Hey, Way. Hey, May. I want to thank you for being in the service department again. Thank you to Santiago and Jack for making sure I got a great deal this weekend. Wanda, music.
The Biz.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, now I know we were going to talk to that mindfulness lady. How did that go?
Got to turn my mic on.
Yeah, that would work.
I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
don't try this at home for sure. We interviewed Patricia Thompson a few days ago because there's this thing called Mental Wellness Day and whether people should take a mental health day as like a personal day. I think that you might even call it a personal day for your health. in your head.
I think so. Well, let's listen to that. Let's listen to that interview.
Okay, here we go.
Rock on.
We are talking mental health today. Our guest is corporate psychologist and management consultant, Dr. Patricia Thompson, creator of the Executive Mindfulness Online Course. It's a self-paced course designed to help you transform your work through mindfulness. And I'm a big fan of mindfulness, so I'm very glad to welcome you to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
All right. So this is obviously a big problem that we're having, people getting stressed out at work. And what's going on out there? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, I think stress is definitely increasing. That's what we're seeing in the numbers. You know, and I think people are at increased risk for burnout. One of the things that I think is happening is that we're trying to do more with less. And at the same time, we have smartphones and laptops. And although they're great in terms of being able to stay in touch with what's going on in the office, the disadvantage is that it makes it hard to turn off the office and people can be accessible around the clock. And I
yes.
think those sorts of demands just make it so hard for people to disconnect and to be able to recharge when they're off of work.
Yeah. You know, then I feel like I kind of miss stuff. I feel like I'm out of the loop. But no, it's kind of good. And I just recently had my birthday. I try to take my birthday off. So that was my mental health day. What are the signs that you are burning out and definitely are in line for a mental health day?
Yeah, so there are some pretty classic signs that you want to be looking out for. One, obviously, is just fatigue. Are you exhausted or feeling like your energy is lower than normal? But another one is kind of if you've lost enthusiasm for your job. So, you know, sometimes I've worked with clients who had a job that they used to love, and now they hate it, and they've come to resent it. And a lot of it has to do with just being overworked, and that makes them more negative and irritable on the job or, you know, perhaps at home as well. You also want to look at your performance. If your performance is declining and you can't really put a finger on why, could be that your motivation has gone down or you're not trying as hard or it's harder to focus. And then the other thing I would say is just if you have a hard time disconnecting from work in general. So are you always complaining about work to family members or friends? Do you find that you're always thinking about work or that it's stressing you out because you can never, you know, fully get away? And those are the sorts of things that could let you know that maybe it's time for a mental health break.
Now, when you say a mental health, that means, sometimes your friends are at work. So do you just completely shut off or you take a day, a week, or how does all that work out? Just what you need?
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends on how burnt out you feel. But I would say that sometimes just taking a day off can be really helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're feeling physically ill, nobody bats an eye about taking a day off to be able to recharge.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're mentally feeling like you're a little bit burnt out, I think starting with the day can be helpful. And then a lot of employees actually report that that's all they need to be able to get themselves back on track. Now, how you spend that time will be dependent on what's relieving for you. But giving yourself a chance to disconnect, I think, is really important.
Is there any stigma around mental health? Or I guess you really just kind of keep it between UNH and human resources or whatever. But how's the stigma? Is it decreasing a little bit?
You know, I think it depends on the organization, and I think there's still a lot of room to go. But I think that we're increasing in terms of our awareness of how important mental health is.
Yes.
You know, just last week I was actually consulting with the CEO, and one of the things that he was concerned about was that one of the people who reported to him was working around the clock, and he was concerned that she was going to burn out.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that I might not have heard 10 years ago. You know, that would have been held up as a really great sort of approach
to
work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's increasing in terms of our awareness of it, but it's definitely dependent on the organization that you're in. And I think that there's still a lot of room for kind of improvement in this area.
So what are the benefits of having a mental health friendly workplace?
Well, first of all, just from a culture perspective, people feel more supported. It's a more positive culture. And in general, what we find is that when people are working in more positive cultures, they tend to be more productive.
Yes.
They tend to be kind of better organizational citizens and that they're nicer to one another. And it also tends to have a positive impact in terms of their work with clients. You know, if you're a taskmaster and then you're having people who are working in customer service underneath you, you're just not as likely to get as good of a response from them as when you have a positive culture. We also know actually that having a positive culture can have a positive impact on people's physical health as well, and the bottom line.
Yes.
So there really is a lot of benefit to focusing on that.
That was my next question. How does it affect the bottom line?
Well, so if you think about it, if people are feeling better and they're more productive and they're performing better and they feel better about their coworkers, then they're going to be performing at a higher level. And by the same token, if they are not calling in sick because they're less sick and they're not quitting their job because they hate it, then that has some real positive impacts, not only in terms of health insurance, but also in terms of things like costs associated with absenteeism or associated with people who are quitting and turning over and having to hire someone new. So it has a lot of positive impact.
And there you go.
You know, that's really great. You know, we were talking earlier in the show about how Warren Henry's looking to hire some technicians, and you go to warrenhenryauto.com if you're interested in doing that. And it's a great workplace. It's recognized all the time as a great workplace. All the people I talk to just love working there. They hang out there. They go to the ball games together.
It's
great. And it starts with Larry. And, you know, Samantha just had a baby, and they had to take her off of the internet because she kept on wanting to log in and be part of the team. They just had to say, you're entitled to take your break.
Yes.
You know, some people don't want to take a break. I haven't had a vacation in 9 years, but that's because I can't leave town because of the Vivian thing. Mm-hmm. I'm focusing on doing it this year, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Colorado. What do you think about that?
That sounds good. Let me give you this, Dr. Patricia Thompson and Executive Mindfulness. You can find more about all of that at executivemindfulness.org, as well as silverliningpsychology.com, where you can maybe bring some mindfulness to your employment.
Yeah, we'll post the rest of that interview up on our website.
Yeah, there's actually more.
A
little bit more.
Yeah, we'll email that to Beck, and Beck will put the whole thing up.
Done.
There you go. It sounds really, really great. Now, how'd you find her?
Someone sent me an email about her because it was, you know, I guess people are having issues at work and needing some time off.
Well,
and they're having a little bit of a problem going to the boss about it.
Well, you've always got to be, if you're having a problem approaching the boss, you probably need to go someplace else to work.
Yeah, well.
So listen, let's take a break. Let's come back and let's talk about what you threatened to talk to me about the last time you got carded. I'll relate my story.
Yeah.
I think it'll be great.
Okay. The carded story coming up.
And then we got this. There we go. I love this song. It was in the Blues Brothers. She sang it in the Blues Brothers. It was one of the best scenes in a whole Blues Brothers movie.
I'm sure it came out before that, though.
Oh, it sure did. But I just loved it. And she went crazy, and it was just great. Oh, we sure miss her.
Yeah, but the music stays.
Freedom! Freedom!
Ah, yes.
Freedom!
It's important, Jim.
Oh, yeah. More to come on that.
Okay, so where were we?
We were talking about Warren Henry.
Back again.
That's right. Hey, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. I just bought my car there, and I did get every advantage that I could. I got a great price. I got great service. I had great people. I want to thank Santiago and Jack for working with me. I want to thank Larry for approving my awesome deal, just like he'll approve your awesome deal. So, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they've got them all. And Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, a whole bunch of great nameplates. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. The Warren Henry Advantage is complimentary service loaners, dynamic wheel polishing, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 72-hour exchange, which means you can drive your car off the lot for 3 days and still bring it back if you're not happy. But I got a secret for you. You'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. So, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I discovered salt and created FM radio.
Jim Free.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
And Wanda Miles.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
On 880, The Biz.
Honey, when did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Uh-oh. Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping.
Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites. Every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore, because now there's the Inebriator, a breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
That's just tremendous.
There you go.
That's just tremendous. Okay, so to prevent children from getting their hands on alcohol, you get carded. So what happened? Did you get carded? Tell me about that.
Well, I was at the grocery store. This is a crazy story because I am 50 after all. Don't look it though, and I admit it. And I'm, when they card me sometimes.
What was that? A slice of chocolate cake?
It's a juicy piece of, yeah. So I'm in the grocery store and I didn't have my ID and the kid cards me. And I'm thinking to myself, you know I'm old enough to be your mother. You're
first
sure
day on the job, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. So I'm like, really? Really? I gave her my birthday. She said, I need to actually see it. So I'm like, all right, I have to run back to my car to get it, even though I'm 50 and I could die on the way or the way back, but I'll be back. So I went out, I came back, and then she left. And she wasn't anywhere around, and then they put my beer back. I'm like, it was just a beer. I just wanted a beer.
That's wild.
And so the kids put it back, and then I'm chasing around. It's like, and I told her, I said, off through all of this, I said, I hope you don't card really old ladies when they don't have their ID, if they don't bring it with them.
I have the exact opposite
story. That was harassment.
I got the opposite story. Yeah. It was 1978.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a 17-year-old high school freshman. Ooh. Mm. Check those pictures out. Anyway.
Wait, what was the age then?
I was 17.
No, what was the drinking age then?
18.
Ah.
There you go. It was only 18 back then.
Okay.
And I was 17, and we went to, I'll just say it, A.B. Slee's. That was a big place to go party by the Gainesville Mall.
Nice.
And all my fraternity brothers and I were getting in there. We're going in, and I borrowed, I'll just say, Bruce's ID. Bruce was 19.
Uh-huh.
He looked like he was 12.
Did he look like you?
No, yeah. Blonde, curly hair.
Well.
P.S. I got in. Bruce didn't.
And the adventure begins.
Oh, my God. It was great. I turned 18 in December, so I had to always have a fake ID. I never really used a fake ID. Actually, they just let you in Gainesville. They really didn't
Those
care.
Those were the days.
Oh, they most certainly were. Most certainly were. So I enjoyed that. And now the only time I get carded is when I go to buy my medical marijuana. They want to see
it's good that they card you when you go in there. It makes legal.
They want to see your, what do they call it? Gosh, I'd have to re-look at it. It's
your ID card.
Well, it's your use.
Registry
card. It's got some kind of, it's like a nice, they try to say it's being nice to you. But anyway, so I've got that. And as you well know, that's not the only thing I've been doing in cannabis. All kinds of great things are coming in cannabis.
Lots of things happening in the cannabis
space. Lots of things happening in the cannabis space. And not only that, but my whole week's been tickled because my niece has been in in Israel.
Tickled.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I had a great time.
How is Israel with Nikki in it?
Now, Israel's going crazy with Nikki Fried there, mm-hmm. And she ran into one of my other nieces that's on the governing council for Jerusalem. So the two of them, I got a beautiful picture of them. I got personal pictures.
Okay.
I'm not going to show everybody, but I want to say that I'm very proud of what Nikki's been doing because she went over there. She got information about new scientific advancements in hemp, cannabis. Water purification, cleaning up the water.
Excellent.
Security, technology, agribusiness, of course.
Of course.
It's just been a great trip for the state of Florida. And unlike the governor's trip of 100 and some odd people, it was just Nikki and her small staff and security guard. She's been there 4 days longer than them because she wanted to have back-to-back meetings.
Wow.
That would be productive.
She got to sleep? When's she coming back?
I think she comes back this weekend.
All right.
I have my My heart's set on that. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. I woke up this morning to the photo of the two of them. It was just absolutely great. And then, of course, you see photos of the sunsets and all the beautiful sandstone. Oh, sandstone. How about that?
Hey.
Sandstone buildings. I wonder how I got the name, huh?
Hmm.
And then you also get to see some of the political things. You know, they signed the an anti-Semitic thing about being anti-Semitic. Not a good thing to be anti-Semitic. They signed a bill about that. They signed another bill about, they had a whole meeting over there. It was really cool. A little bit of a...
Very nice.
It was very, very nice. So it's really something very important.
Is it like a bridge building thing? They call that a bridge building and a fact-finding and...
Fact-finding, bridge building, economic kind of development.
Diplomatic
exchanges, all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
All that kind of stuff. And I think she's going to go to other places where cannabis research is being done in the future. Also other places where they're doing water research. It's just a really great thing. The state of Florida, I think, has a real good... representative in her. And then the other thing I've been doing is I've been working on my own cannabis-related businesses. I've got some cute announcements coming up soon. We all know I've been doing real estate-related cannabis for the last few months.
Yes.
And I have many people that are starting to call me about getting invested in the cannabis business. And so we may start talking a little bit more cannabis.
Well, good. It's a business, and I think Florida has lots to profit from this business.
It sure does. It should be one of the top. It should be the top crop here.
It's a sunshine state.
Well, it's just incredible. I was talking to my doctor. I went to get my ear looked at earlier today, and my audiologist was talking to me, and he was telling me about how he goes to Israel to research the effects of concussions on people, and that they are specifically using cannabinoids to do the treatment. That they're decades ahead of us over there, and it's probably because cannabis has been demonized over here, but not so much overseas.
But people love to smoke their cigarettes.
That they do. And this cannabis stuff, I mean, the industrial hemp is, the industrial hemp is really going to be a big boon. It's going to, a lot of energy is used up making buildings. Well, the industrial hemp is going to be, you can make a building out of it. I would put that one up on my
Facebook
feed. Yeah, I saw
that. Feed. And I put it up on mine as well. Thanks for sharing, Jim.
It's my pleasure. All kinds of good stuff up there.
We're full of information. I was reading a lot of great stuff of just how it helps on the... speaking from a 50 point of view with a female things like the that time of the month and just calming, and it's just a great all around relief.
Relief, yeah. Well,
it's reading a lot about that. That should be really helpful to all kinds of people, not just like if you have cancer or
well, I have personal experience. My wife has the kidney problem and the kidney transplant. It took us about 8 months before we convinced them that the product was pure enough that we would be getting, and we would get her the pharmaceutical quality one from, I'll say it's Zerterra. So we've been doing that, and that really does help her. It helps me. It relieves a lot of my back pain. It helps me sleep at night for sure. I've been having a real problem doing that. I wonder why. And I found it to be really great, and they're just scratching the surface on this stuff.
I know.
I have another friend of mine that's putting together incredible real estate opportunities all across the country with this. If somebody wants to learn more about that, we all know you can call me at 305-541. No, that's this here. 305-773-6300. When you call me, it's all about you. Gotcha.
It's all about you.
They were waiting in the green room.
Yeah, you got to give them the sign.
Yeah, because they get paid.
I know. We have to pay them.
They have a certain amount of times that they have to sing.
I understand. Well, it's a good thing that
designated.
We do that. That is good. Okay. That is good. Now, Wanda, what do you got coming up for the weekend?
The weekend? I haven't thought that far ahead. Do we not have any car thing to do? No?
No, the car thing? No, we're not going to have the car thing this week, although there is something going up on Las Olas. I'm going to check with Floyd. Maybe we'll go start going to Las Olas, too.
Oh, I like that.
Exotic
cars on
Las
Olas.
It's
been a while since
I've
been to Las Olas.
Yeah, well, Floyd is running shows up there. Warren Henry, I think, is going to cut back on the Supercar Saturdays because of the neighborhood noise. The people wouldn't listen. So now I think we're going to have a little cutback on that, and we're going to have to...
What, the highway was too much noise? Not enough?
Well, these guys really rev those. They're really loud.
Yeah, okay,
they're
right.
Really loud.
Okay, that's true. I forgot about that part.
Little old ladies and Davey, they have their they have their issues. So, well,
they pay good money for those issues.
Yeah, they do. It's a good location, too. And I'm still going to go up there and see Abe and the rest of the team up there. It's going to be great. I'm going to still have a good time. Still take my clients up there that want to buy nice cars. I sell a bunch of cars for these guys every year. I'm very excited.
They're excited.
Yeah. And again, I want to take a minute to thank my friends that helped me out this weekend getting my brand new car. Santiago and Jack were up there. And of course, Larry was there to sign off on the deal. I got a great deal. Not a lot to say how great, but it was great. I said it. It was great.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thank you so much, Larry.
I like it when he's happy.
He is the man. He is the man. And my good friend May Stark is going back to the service line there. May is the definition of positive energy and service. She's what the Warren Henry family is all about. And then she works with Doug. Doug was on the show. Remember when we had the flood and Doug came on and talked about the cars? Doug, their master mechanic, is on. He's looking for some assistance.
Wow.
They need some techs there. It's a great job, great benefits, great long-term career move. So if you're interested in having a long-term career, go to warrenhenryauto.com. They asked me to announce it on the show because they are actively looking for people. They're going to put up a billboard, and it's a great, great thing to be able to join the Warren Henry family. They're very loyal. And I want to remind everybody that we've got Israel Aid on in the second half of the show. This is a philanthropic group based in Israel, but they work all over the world. They get there first when there is an emergency, and they stay there sometimes longest when they're in the emergency. We're going to talk to their executive director, Seth Davis, a really good guy. I met him up in Washington. He's absolutely one of the most tremendous people you'll ever want to meet.
Good.
He really is great, and I know he's going to give us some real good insights into everything. And
he has a nice voice. I'll give him that.
Oh, Wanda, you like everybody's got a good voice.
I can't wait to hear him on the radio.
Google Seth Davis. He's a very good guy.
Seth's a good name. That's a good name.
I like Seth as a name as well.
That's cool.
So we're going to talk to Seth. We're going to find out how you can get involved with Israel Aid and how you can get enlightened about what they do, because Israel's not just located in Israel. These guys are Israel. They bring Israel right to you, all the technology and all that great stuff. I'm not going to give it all away, but when I saw Seth at his booth, I was truly impressed with all of his things, and I will say that I met him while he was giving some information to the person that interfaces with FEMA after an emergency. And can you guess who that might be?
No.
Nikki Fried.
Oh, I knew that.
Nikki Fried. Oh. Nikki Fried. Russ, you made my computer make a noise. That was Russ saying, "Hey, what's happening?"
When's Nikki's birthday? Jim. Okay, never
I'm
mind.
Not allowed to say that on the radio.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer. That's a good one. I was going to think.
The answer is real soon is the answer to
her
that.
Birthday, you should get her a cape.
Her birthday's not coming up for a little while. I got plenty of good time to get to
right.
get to
maybe
get
the next good gift
her
day.
Birthday's sort of around the same time as mine.
Well,
I know exactly what I need.
That might explain a lot there.
There you go. Well, you know,
those
hard-working Freeds. That's right. That's right.
True.
That's right.
All right. How about we do some music, some weather, and then Seth.
Oh, yeah. Seth is there?
He's holding.
All right, Seth. Hang with us.
Yeah, I don't want him to hang on forever.
No, Seth, please be there. We'll go to break real fast. We'll come back and talk to Seth Davis, the executive director of Israel Aid. Israel helping people around the country, around the world, actually around our country too. More after this. Stick with us. Great stuff.
If I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
Yeah.
If I had
maybe they could make it out of hemp. What do you think?
I think that would be awesome.
I think they can make it out of hemp. Hey, I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry for helping me get my brand new car, especially Santiago. Thank you, Santiago. Thank you, Jack. Of course, I want to thank my good friend Larry Zinn. He's the man, the myth, and the legend. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar down here in Miami. In Gainesville, they've got Audi, Key West, all the great nameplates. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And the Warren Henry Advantage, well, that's it. You get a complimentary service loaner. You get dynamic alloy wheel protection against abrasions. You get key replacement. Guaranteed purchase offer. They'll buy your car even if you don't buy from them. Best value guarantee. Warren Henry will pay the difference if you find a better offer. And 72 hours, if you're not happy after 3 days, they'll take the car back. My gosh, Larry,
that's
how do you make money?
I don't know.
I don't know how they do this.
That's too much.
I don't know how you do this. But listen, what you got to do is you got to join me, my mom, mm-hmm. and my beautiful, beautiful wife, Vivian.
Beautiful. She is beautiful.
She's beautiful, man.
Beautiful,
heart, mean? Her heart of gold.
Inside,
heart of gold.
Outside.
Beautiful, sparkly eyes. The most beautiful smile. I love holding her hand. And when she hugs me, I just melt.
All right, get a room.
All right. Join us. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Will I buy you John Merrick's remains?
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
I love construction.
I love open markets.
I love what I'm doing.
Jim Free.
I love Bex.
I love sports.
I love renovating.
I love women.
Big strong guy. I love you.
I love buying a building.
And Wanda Miles.
Just shut up and step up.
On 880 The Biz.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, you need real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you finance your deal now. Maybe you're an offshore investor and you need capital, but you can't get financed locally. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to invest in land in Miami, but don't know how to get it done. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Maybe you want to sell your land. Oh, I'm the man for that. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. I just brokered the sale of Wynwood Yard. So if you've got a high-profile transaction you need advice on or you need help on, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Recognized as one of the top 10 media influencers of real estate, this is Freed on Business and your host, Jim Freed.
That's me. All right, Wanda. Hey, and Wanda, we got a really special guest on. I met him a few months ago, and I've been waiting to get him on our show. It's Seth Davis. Seth is the executive director for Israel Aid. He's been deployed in North Carolina, in Florida, after the 2018 hurricanes. And he also has been to Paradise, California, and Puerto Rico to lend a hand. Welcome to the show, Seth Davis. Can't wait to hear more about what you do in the field to help people.
Thank you so much, Jim and Wanda. It's a real pleasure to be on with you today.
Oh, thank you, Seth. Thank you for being here. Now, Seth, what prompted Israel Aid to look outward from Israel, and what is it that you do?
Wow, so it really all started about 18 years ago. A bunch of goodwill people wanted to go help in the world after people were affected by disasters. And just volunteers came together and started flying, you know, every time there was a major disaster to lend a hand. And this kind of formed into a robust organization, the largest humanitarian aid organization out of Israel, that has been in over 51 countries since its inception and helped serve over 2 million people.
Wow, that's tremendous. Now, one of the things that really got my attention was the work that you guys have been doing in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has really been under the hammer. They've kind of been in and out of the news. What's going on over there, Seth?
Look, it's interesting to say in and out of the news, because usually after disasters, what we see really is the first month is like we call it cynically the aid festival. There's a lot of media attention, a lot of interest, a lot of volunteers show up from all over the world. And sadly, usually people kind of leave and go after the next disaster, the next big event that happens. And then the local people suffer a second wave of trauma because now they're suffering abandonment. No one's there to help them. And, you know, they were getting all this attention and help from all across the world. And look, Puerto Rico had the worst hurricane that ever hit the United States. You know, the U.S. is very strong at infrastructure. Most of the infrastructure is back, although there were places in the hills that didn't have electricity for 8 months. Can you imagine not being with electricity for 8 months?
No, especially if I needed some medical machines.
It's medical machines, but it's even worse than that. It's more basic. It's your water pump works on the grid, and when the electricity's down, you don't have clean water. So people were getting ill and didn't have a solution. And unfortunately, some people don't have money to buy bottled water. The first couple of months, the gas stations were empty. It was a really, really difficult situation. Wow. And then what we came to do is we brought experts from Israel, water engineers, to work with local university to come up with what we call an off-grid gravity-based water filtration system. The water comes down from the hills, doesn't need electricity.
Awesome.
And this way they'll have a sustainable solution for hundreds of years to come. But the only way you could do that is if you do it in a collaboration with, we don't come to say what one should do or how. We only do it together. And we saw the local people were hungry to find a solution and work hand in hand. And they set up a committee of their village members to learn and to understand what's needed to do to maintain this system. So that's kind of one side of things. The second side of things is the non, we call it physical.
I was going to ask about
that. So you see when the houses, see when the houses are devastated, electricity, or sadly when someone's injured. But what you don't see is the internal injury. Mental health today is a very, very big area. People, I've met a lot of people in Puerto Rico, they see a rainfall, they're scared. The whole body twitches into high levels of stress and trauma, and they think the hurricane is just about to hit again. Some people have actually left Puerto Rico. They can't live there anymore because of this. It starts from children to adults to elderly. And, you know, the system, infrastructure, doesn't have the know-how how to deal with it. So, unfortunately, Israel, with what it's been through since its, you know, founding, a lot of wars, terrorism, all this has developed in Israel a lot of different methods of handling trauma and trauma reduction, PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD.
And it includes anything from drama therapy or music therapy or many different forms of it. So it's really important for us to help what we've used on ourselves to help people in the world bounce back.
100%. You know, we got hit by Hurricane Irma also, and it knocked my building down. My building was a federal disaster area. We're still, we had to move out a couple months ago just so they could repair it. They're still rebuilding the building while we live in there. And I got to tell you is that it's a mental anguish. It's a trauma. It's a grind. And right after the hurricane, I will agree, when thunder and lightning come or when the wind blows really hard, it freaks us out. Freaks us out. And we're here in a fully mature, fully sustainable area here. And it happens to people everywhere. Baker County. Have you guys been up to the panhandle?
Yes, we have actually. I was there myself with teams during the summer, helping people get back into their homes. Look, the area itself has a lot of hardships and challenges day to day. So, of course, a disaster like that just deepens and acutes the whole, day-to-day coping with it. You know, the suicide rates go up. It's really sad. Like, it really has to be dealt with. I think that the federal government and state level recognize the gap. They know there's a gap, especially on the mental health level. And more of funding and search of solutions is going into this field. I could tell you we're part of what's called National VOAD. It's a national volunteer organization of all the disaster response organizations across the U.S.
That's great.
100 members, I want to say. So I learned that only 4-6% of funding goes to what's called preparedness and resilience. So there's not enough being done before it hits. So it's really hard to bounce back afterwards. So that's where the focus is going. But there's still funding open for Irma. They're still looking how to help the civilians feel more resilient and stronger. Be ready if the next one hits.
There's always going to need that. And I'm wondering, you're doing stuff that's afterwards. Do you have anything that's proactive? I mean, you talked about how you've got the gravity-based water filtration system that'll be there for hundreds of years that's good to implement. Do you look for solutions that are, I don't know the best way to say it, organic like that? Do you look for these organic, sustainable solutions so that you can mitigate the risk going forward?
Look, I have to say each case is to its own. The whole idea when you provide disaster aid is to see what's needed. You really go and assess and see where the gaps. Each community has different gaps and has some local NGOs that have some real strength. And the people that have been through the devastation have inner strength that even comes out more. Because we say sometimes disasters are actually opportunities. It brings together the community and unites them to do more together. So once we arrive, we know what we know how to do, which is more in the mental health area, in the medical field, in the water sanitation hygiene field. And we see where we can help with our knowledge and, you know, make it stronger together. So there's different types of projects. It could be training the trainers or training spiritual leaders on trauma reduction of helping the people. It could be within the school settings or youth movements. It could be something more robust, like the example I gave in Puerto Rico. And for instance, in Chico, after the devastating fires in Paradise, you can't even describe in words. When you go there, the whole city was practically burned down.
Can't imagine.
People lost their lives in their homes because they didn't really believe it was coming, or were disabled and couldn't get out in time. You know, everyone knew somebody, and they never really had. They actually had a plan, because about 10 years beforehand there was some kind of incident, but it just happened.
They had like a warning system, but the warning system didn't work.
Yes, it just came too fast, so they couldn't respond fast enough. But they still didn't have a plan on how to deal with dealing after the trauma. And some people can't, you know, don't have a plan. They don't know where to go. You know, it could take years to build back the infrastructure. Not everyone is blessed with a welcoming family. Extended family that could welcome them into the home. So we did a lot of mental health work there, actually with the Boys and Girls Club youth movement. And really helped the educators help the children. The educators themselves from Paradise, they all lost their homes.
Sure.
This is really important. And you asked about what can we do proactive. So actually, we launched a program in Los Angeles and now being launched in the Bay Area in San Francisco, mainly in California at this stage. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the future, we're looking at other places like Florida.
There you go.
A lot of people want to give back. People want to be involved, okay? They want to volunteer. The problem is, you got to volunteer where it helps. You can't just come and volunteer because then it becomes a nuisance and actually it's counterproductive.
Just an extra body there just standing and taking up space and resources.
Exactly. And you go to a car park of Walmart near Chico after the devastation, 90% of the clothes and food that was sent is on the wayside. It's not what's needed. People are not asking, wait, how can I help? They want to just send what they want to send. So sometimes you got to take a step back and see how can I help. Sometimes it's just writing a check because funding is needed. And sometimes it's a specific need. It could be some kind of mental health expert or some kind of doctor, or it could be a social worker. It depends, each case to its own. It could be anyone with some physique that needs to help build back homes. That's also okay. So first and foremost, you have to stay tuned to what's needed. What we're doing is we're doing these lectures where we're bringing people with field experience to take all these professionals that are really eager to go and give back. Because you know what's the real secret. When you give back, you feel more empowered. You feel better about yourself.
100%.
So it's a real blessing to go and give back. And you're really doing it for your own internal reason. But it's also helping the beneficiaries, which is a great thing. So we help train them and brief them on different scenarios, what to expect, and take case studies. So if big fires hit L.A., or if, God forbid, something hits Florida tomorrow, maybe quite a few teams will come out from L.A. to help their brothers and sisters in Florida. So that's kind of the network of professionals we're building currently in the States to be even more prepared.
Seth, I'm going to take a break. Can you stay with me for another segment? Because I want to specifically talk about what you do for children and a little bit of the agriculture stuff that you do to help people feed themselves when they're having problems getting the fresh food up there. Can you stick with me? That's a couple things I want to talk about.
Of course.
Awesome. Wanda, let's go back. But I want to be back real fast with Seth. This is great stuff. This is very important. It directly affects the state of Florida, and we're coming right back. Seth, thank you for sticking with us. I love going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was just tremendous. Tremendous. The audience was just spectacular. I was in high school. Mm. It was a sportatorium. It was great.
What you wear?
Jeans.
and your shoes?
Platforms? Probably clogs.
Cool.
Clogs, that's right, clogs. All right, everybody. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's what I did last weekend. I want to thank Santiago and Jack for being my sales folks and Larry for approving my awesome deal. That's right. If you need an awesome deal, you go there too. That's why you got to have it. You got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I got myself an Infiniti. Looked at the Jaguar, bought the Infiniti. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, 72-hour exchange. What does it mean? Look on their website. It's all awesome. And now if you're looking for a career, go to warrenhenryauto.com. They're looking to hire you. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I discovered salt and created FM radio.
Jim Free.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
And Wanda Miles.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude. Far out and gnarly. Dude.
On 880, The Biz.
Move over, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Now there's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue, featuring Bernie Sanders in a bikini.
I believe people are aroused.
Joe Biden showing off in a day-glow green mankini like Borat.
I mean, it's almost mind-boggling.
Pete Buttigieg traipsing around in a one-piece.
This was not exactly what I had in mind either.
And Donald Trump wearing nothing but a MAGA hat.
And the poll just came out.
It's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue.
I'm not proud of it.
Now available in your local drugstore next to the nausea and upset stomach meds.
Oh my God, Wonder, where you come up with that stuff?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh. Need real estate help? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Money, real estate transactions, consulting. I can help. I'm selling some of the biggest real estate land deals here in town. I'm putting together some really interesting healthcare-related stuff. If you need some help, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Seth Davis. Seth is the executive director for Israel Aid. It's a philanthropic group that comes out and helps folks after disasters. They've been in Paradise, California, Puerto Rico, the Florida Panhandle and all, I'm sure the Carolinas. And we were going to talk a little bit about the special stuff they do for kids. Seth, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so we actually, we just sent teams literally last week to Colombia. You know, there's 1.2 million Venezuelan refugees already crossing the border every day.
Oh.
Thousands of people are crossing. There's 2.7 million Venezuelans. They say about 10% of residents of Venezuela have fled the country.
It's a strategy for the government to get rid of the dissenters and the people that are hungry and leave themselves with a broken community that's just dependent on them. But we don't do politics on this show.
People can't even get their medicine.
So no, nothing.
It's a devastating situation. So look, so we're there to help. We send teams. Some people also from the United States have gone to help with our teams. As part of the Israel team. And, you know, a lot of the work we're looking to do there is what we call child safe zones, friendly safe zones. It's areas where we use art therapy and drama therapy. Actually, in Nepal, what was groundbreaking is a methodology called theater therapy. People were able, through their bodies and movements, to express the levels of anxiety they had within themselves.
Wow.
And it even helped to reduce suicide rates in the country that was one of the highest in the world after and before the earthquake.
Yeah, the earthquake,
so,
right.
Israel actually, together with the Israeli army, Israel is an NGO. It's non-governmental.
I wanted to make sure we talked about that. So you're non-governmental.
Israel. Yep, and non-political.
Perfect.
We actually go to countries that don't have diplomatic ties with Israel, the state of Israel. Because we're about people to people. We're about bridging people. In fact, at 2015, when one of the biggest refugee crises of our times happened, when people were fleeing ISIS from Syria and Iran, a lot of them were arriving on the shores of Lesbos, Greece, and we had Israeli Jews and Arabs hand-in-hand being first on scene to welcome them as they arrived from those famous rafts. Many people saw that image.
Sure.
A lot of people were sadly losing their lives on this journey, and we were doing our best to help them save their lives as they arrived and help guide them to their next steps as they were trying to reach mainland Europe.
I want you to reemphasize something for just a second, because I think that you said something that comes natural to you, but many people may not get. You're not just Israeli Jews. You're Israeli Arabs, too.
Correct. We're everybody of every ethnicity that wants to be part of the Israel network. So it's Jews, and it's Arabs, and it's Christians, and it's Muslims, and of all faiths that come together to help bridge people. And, you know, also I said before, disasters are opportunities. So when you work together, there's dialogue, and you're more tolerant. And you learn about each other and you respect each other more.
Seth,
and that's another beautiful outcome of this world.
It's beautiful. Actually, it's, you know, I want to have you back because this is a very beautiful thing. We're running out of time, and I want to make sure you get the chance to tell everybody how they can help you out with your donations for Israel Aid and helping people of all faiths and all stripes across the world as we come together, meeting each other as people.
Yeah, so we have a website. It's called IsraAid, IsraAid.org. And there's a small button called Donate, and anyone's able to donate, and we're 501c3, so you get a tax-deductible credit for that. And any sum makes a difference. You know, whatever you could do makes a big change, and whenever you see a disaster happen, we're usually one of the first on scene. And we usually want the last to leave in most cases, which is really important because you want to teach the tools to the community, make it sustainable so they know how to implement it themselves. But there's other ways to join us. If you're a doctor or a dentist or a social worker or a nurse or a what we call WASH engineer, water engineer, you could sign up and join a professional network and maybe deploy with us. If you're a guy like me who's not so talented in that field, but you want to help, so, you know, you could sign up to what's called general volunteers, and we can help get people back into their homes. Unfortunately, with climate change and population density, the hurricane season hits every summer and it's going to hit us again. It's already hit Ohio in the last week pretty hard. We've lost a few lives. It's very sad, and we have to be ready to go help people,
Seth,
do what they can. And we even...
Seth, I gotta go, too. But I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'd love.
And I want you to come back.
We should do it together.
I want you to come together. We're going to come together. Me and you, Seth, we'll email each other. We're going to do things together. I want to help people. That's what I'm all about. That's why I put you on. We're going to have you on. This was our hurricane season show. This is the tip-off to know that there's good people out there to help. Seth Davis from Israel Aid. He'll be back talking about emergency survival. I want to thank everybody that was on the show today. Especially, Wanda, I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, of course, Seth Davis from Israel Aid, Carlson International, NFL Alumni Association, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Turkel Brands, but I want to thank you most of all, my listener. Without you, I wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website. They're all there for you. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, real soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this, especially with you, Wanda. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Oh, yeah. Thank you to our first responders. Wanda, it's yours. One flesh, one bone, one true religion, one race, one hope.
We come to a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land as a land of the free?
Free,
then the symbol of your
free
country cannot just be a flag.
We are free at last.
On 880, The Biz.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.